Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Kim France.
And I'm Tali Abacasis.
Welcome to Everything is Fine, a podcast for women over 40. Today is very special because we have an old friend of mine, Jean Godfrey June, who is executive beauty editor of Goop, here as a guest. Jean was the beauty director of Elle and the founding beauty director of Lucky, and she's been called one of the most influential beauty journalists in America, which is true. She is also the author of the memoir Free Gift with Purchase, My Improbable Career in Magazines and Makeup. And what are we talking about? Beauty stuff. In particular, beauty for women over 40.
So good.
Well, I'm super excited. We have a million questions for you, Jean. So this is a big question, but I feel like it colors the entire conversation that follows. Okay. How are you approaching aging personally? Like, are you trying to hide your age, or you do want to enhance what you naturally have, or are you preventing things? Like, what... I mean, it's basically a long way of asking you, are you okay with looking your age or are you fighting it?
I would say I'm somewhere in the middle. I think that we have like chemicals and signals and all kinds of things that are constantly transmitting to the people around us, all kinds of stuff about us, especially like what age we are, I think is just obvious. And so when you meet someone who doesn't have all the features of the age they're supposed to be, they can look really incongruous. There's also something so sort of self-hating, and you know, you are who you are, and trying to mask that is difficult. That said, like, you know, you look at a baby's skin and you're like, that skin is just, I could look at it all day. And so wanting to make your skin plump and juicy and smooth,
radiant
is, I think, an urge no matter what. You know, if you're 20 and you're hungover, you're like, oh, look at my skin. I look terrible. Little do you know. But, you know, Kim will know I love the phrase you but better. a little zhuzh I love. I a face transplant is rarely successful.
Yeah. No, I'm coming from a place of wanting to do you but better. And I can see that it's sometimes a slippery slope. But that's my goal.
It's a slippery slope, I think, particularly if you get really bogged down in the details. Like, I think, you know, people will be like, I hate the wrinkle on the side of my lip. You know, there's sort of like, I forget what they're called. They have a name because people really hate them. For some reason, they don't bother me. The sort of wrinkle on either side of your mouth.
The smile lines or the ones that are like they're
the ones that are sort of deeper grooves.
The nasolabial folds. That's what they're called.
And sounds rude.
Oh, it's so disgusting. And people get really bummed out about those, and they'll go to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist can fix that by putting like filler into their cheek. It lifts it up and takes away that wrinkle. But of course, then you have a crazy cheek. So it's getting too bogged down in like, I've got to fix. I think fixing can be a problem.
I have that nasolabial thing. I know exactly what you mean. And because it's when you are not smiling, you look miserable. It's that one.
Yeah.
But you don't look miserable when you're not smiling, Callie. just for the record.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you mind saying how old you are?
Oh, not at all. I am 55.
Okay. did you, by the way, see that whole hubbub made about Keanu Reeves' girlfriend?
I heard about it, and I haven't followed it exactly because it just sounded crazy to me. It just sounded so crazy that I was like, is this really a thing?
I know, because this conversation makes me think of that. Those who don't know the story, basically he was spotted, or he has been spotted on numerous occasions with his actual girlfriend, who is a woman who is an artist, whose name is, what's her name again? Alexandra Grant. And she's 46, he's 55, but she looks like a real person 46, not like a J-Lo 46 or a Penelope Cruz 46. She looks like she has gray hair, her skin isn't flawless, and basically she's a normal person.
But she's still 10 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Like that, the fact that people did backflips over this kind of makes me crazy.
The whole thing makes me crazy. Like if you know, a man showed up with gray hair, like no one would. Like, it's just nuts. We live inside a really misogynist society and a very ageist society, and we have to. This sounds super cheese, but we have to love ourselves.
I know.
Because there's no way around it. And yet, when somebody says like, you know, oh, you look great for your age, you'd want them to just say you look great. I stole that from Norma Kamali.
But it's really true, and I have found it. I once said to a woman we both know, you look great for 50, and her face just fell. And I didn't understand it because I was like 39 at the time.
Yeah, you think you're saying a compliment. And I still, when people say, oh, you look so great for 55, I take it as a compliment. But if you think about it, it's not exactly a compliment. It's like, well, you're in the junkyard, but you're still a little sparkly.
For the record, Tally wondered if you were old enough to be on the podcast.
I did, because I saw a picture of you and I was like, well, she's not 40.
Well, maybe it could have been maybe it's an old picture. You never know.
Those old pictures come in really handy.
They do. And also they're still circulating. And so sometimes people are like, you really put this out as yourself? And you're like, well, I did at one time and the internet has hung on to that picture.
I know. Kim, you mentioned that. Did on your blog, the photo of you is old and you felt guilty about it.
I do feel guilty about it. I have to take a new picture.
Well, it's also like you want a good picture. It's not that you're older that you don't take a good picture. It's that like when you finally get a good picture, unless you're, Paulina or something, it takes, a few pictures to get to the good picture.
A few pictures meaning 100.
100 billion.
Yeah.
Jean, you were the first person ever to tell me that you become invisible when you turn 40.
But that was before I was 40. And I think it's a big fucking lie. I'm 55 and I don't feel invisible at all. And I think it's a thing that we all repeat. I think the people who feel invisible were really freakishly hot. And they're like, oh, I've noticed a slight downturn in my appreciation on the street. Like, I'm a normal looking person, If I wore a special, extra padded bra, maybe people would yell at me on the street when I was, whatever. But I don't feel invisible. I don't feel any more invisible than I felt when I was, 30, 20. My feeling is that if we concentrate on that, and we're like, oh, nobody likes me anymore, nobody's interested, then that'll come true.
Yeah.
So you feel like it's about confidence.
I feel much more confident in myself than I did certainly in my 20s, I think anybody can relate to that. I think starting at age 30, I started being like, if somebody's going to like me or find me attractive, they're going to like me or find me attractive. And it's not like I've done this special trick, that is going to entice them suddenly. and certainly, invisible, I don't. Part of it, I work at a company that's very, doesn't bum out about my age.
That's fantastic.
That probably makes a difference. I don't feel invisible at work. I don't feel invisible in my relationship. I don't feel invisible to my kids. Yeah. Don't feel invisible.
So you don't lie about your age?
No. Mm-mm. No, I feel like I had a friend you know this friend, that used to, he used to always say his age a couple, at least a couple years older than he was, so that he would get the, oh my God, you look incredible. And so I always kind of thought about the power of that. Not that I'm like making my age older, but just like just being your actual physical self and the facts about you being okay to share with other people certainly makes life more livable.
I've always been comfortable telling my age, but I think part of that has been because I've looked younger than I am. And now when I tell, Tally and I have spoken about this, now when I tell people how old I am, they're like, oh.
I mean, mostly people say, oh, about me too. I mean, I feel like, as I say, I think no matter what people do to themselves to obscure their age, it's, you know, there's people who look a couple years younger, you know, you're definitely in that category, but there's people who look older when they are younger, you know. I think people generally know how old we all are.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're not kidding anybody.
Do you think you've gotten more vain as you've gotten older?
I mean,
you have access to, and have for decades, every single beauty product or process that exists.
Yeah. But the truth of sort of looking good as your skin ages, particularly, is you definitely need less makeup, you know, as you get older, I think.
Uh-huh. That's news. I'm going to write that down.
And so there isn't so much of gilding the lily that I do. I mean, my routine is pretty similar to since when I was, you know, at Lucky and, you know, whatever, I was 30 something. More vain. I mean, I still like people to tell me I'm beautiful. And, you know, that's sort of how I think of vain, is sort of needing external validation. And yes, I could never have enough external validation. But as far as vain, like I see, you know, something on my skin, I've learned to live with I think I used to be like, oh, you know, a wrinkle. And now it's like, you know, doesn't bother me as much. I sort of feel like it's me.
Well, that dovetails into the thing that we really want from you, which is, what are the secret or not so secret essential beauty products for women our age? Like, I will buy anything. And so this is going to be a very expensive episode for me personally.
Okay.
I want to know in particular about hyaluronic acid.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yeah. Because hyaluronic acid it's certainly a great ingredient. It's something it's an acid, but it's not like acid like you think of alpha hydroxy acids that are exfoliating. It's just an acid that's not very acidic or something. And so it's in your skin. We have lots of hyaluronic acid in our skin. And we lose it like everything else as our skin ages. And so there are serums that have it in it, and they're great. They're great for moisturizing. They're not going to do anything else other than moisturize your skin. But for a lot of people hate the feeling of like a cream. I am the opposite. I love like a nice thick cream that I can feel on my skin, and I like it when it's like too shiny. It makes me happy. but a lot of people don't like that. And hyaluronic acid like goes right into your skin. So if you like a matte look or like whatever, you know, hyaluronic acid, no problem. You can put it on and put makeup on or not put makeup on, and you won't look like you have oil on your face. The other thing that it's good for is like if your skin is super dry, it's a really good first layer, because you could put it on, and then you could put on an oil, and then you could put on a cream, and you could just keep going.
And so what are some of the other super essentials?
I mean, the essential thing that I think, you know, everybody's skin is different, and, you know, some people... my boss, Gwyneth Paltrow, loves like a alpha hydroxy acid that will, like, as she says, rip your face off, which is a great thing to do. But the thing I personally think every person, no matter what your skin type, is vitamin C first thing in the morning. There's one from True Botanicals that is a powder. Vitamin C degrades very quickly in water. And so any serum that you get, even if it's full of nasty preservatives and stuff, it's still, like, after you've used about 20% of it, it's not doing anything bad to you, but it's not really working. And, like, that, the True Botanicals makes this powder, and I just mix it with water. You're supposed to mix it with, like, a serum or something, but I think it's most effective if you just, first thing in the morning, Your face isn't dirty. You don't necessarily need to wash it unless you have the oiliest skin on earth. You kind of want to preserve your skin's mantle. And I just mix a little of that powder with water and pat it on my face. And I have a friend that I walk with every morning. And she, when I started using that particular product, she was like, Jean, what are you doing to your skin? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you know, it's True Botanical stuff. And then a couple weeks later, I'm not joking, I was like, Lisa, what did you do to your skin? It looks amazing. And she was like, Jean, I bought the...
So I use drunk elephant vitamin C stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that working for me? Is that, or do I need to use the powder?
I mean, everybody has their own things. I love Drunk Elephant's product. I think they're good. My personal one that like is all my all-time favorite is the True Botanicals.
Fair enough.
So that's number one. I think vitamin C in some form is just great for everyone's skin. The, you know, if you're breaking out, if you have wrinkles, if you want more glow, it actually has a faintly like sun protective effect also, vitamin C does. So it's just, it's a really good thing to do. And then I kind of believe in, if anything, over moisturizing. So I like, you know, I wait for the vitamin C for a couple of minutes and then I put like face oil on. Then if it's like really freezing, I wait a few minutes and then I put on some face cream. My very favorite face cream is called Skin Food from Weleda. You know, you can just get it at like the drugstore or the health food store. And it is like, in my opinion, the best moisturizer of all time.
I remember going to the mat with you at Lucky when I was breaking out and you were like, wash your face with oil.
Yes.
Like, I will not wash my face with oil. I will not.
Oh,
it's so counterintuitive.
It's definitely, I think it's great to, you know, your skin is sort of designed to take care of itself. And so, you know, when people are like, oh, I want this foaming cleanser that's going to, you know, have all these detergents in it. I love, I still use an oil cleanser. I love the one from Tata Harper. It's like just an oil cleanser and is fantastic.
I'm liking her resurfacing mask right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Very gentle.
She's amazing. Yeah, gentle but like
powerful.
Makes it happen. Yeah, I agree.
I did it this morning because I was going to see you.
Your
I wanted to look
looking
good.
Glowy.
I listened to this whole interview with the founder of that Korean beauty company SokoGlam, and she went on this whole thing about double wash, and you do one wash in the morning with water and one wash with oil. And I mean, of course, I went out and bought them both. And then afterwards, I found out that maybe it was more of a acne thing than a wrinkle thing.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely.
I didn't.
It's definitely like a wrinkle thing. The thing that will make any wrinkle look much better is moisture, because it goes into your skin and plumps it up temporarily. But you know, it looks more supple and plump and whatever. So anytime you wash your face, just like, you know, how when they're like, don't take a hot shower if you have dry skin, you know, that kind of thing. Every time you wash your face, you're kind of taking all its natural oil off. And so you want to be putting that back in. So right, I'm not for the double cleanse myself.
I don't do a cleanse. I just put micellar water on my face. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's good.
I mean, it's something.
What do you mean before bed?
Yeah. No, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm very bad at night. I don't really wash my makeup off, which I know is very bad.
You should try. There are these cloths. They're like, you know, makeup wipes, but they come individually so they aren't full of hideous chemicals, which many makeup wipes are. They're from RMS. And you'll take them out and they feel dry.
Mm-hmm.
They're just coconut oil soaked in this, you know, the wipes are soaked in it. And it's the most like, it doesn't feel, you know how if you use like a face wipe, you feel sort of like violated somehow, like it's like dry and miserable. And the RMS ones are just coconut oil. They are like, you have to try them to.
Really?
Yeah, they're sort of like, you'll take them and you'll be like, I think these are dried out. These aren't really working. And then you put it on your face and you're like, oh, I understand.
I'm a fan of RMS.
Yeah, they're good.
I like their highlighter. I like some of their lip stuff.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful lip cheek stuff I like of theirs.
All right, let's take a little break. Sorry, could you hear my stomach?
Yes.
You're like, I'm super hungry. Be
I
back
could
in a minute.
Totally heard your stomach.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right, and we're back with Jean Godfrey June. Okay, what beauty products are a bit of a sham?
Sham? Let's see.
Well,
the thing that
not necessary, maybe.
The thing that that always makes me like super suspicious and angry is anti-cellulite creams. I don't think that they work at all. I think that they work because you've spent money and you're like looking at whatever it is, your thigh or whatever it is every day. So you sort of think you see a difference.
Yeah, I remember that from Lucky. You had an anti-cellulite cream.
Anti-cellulite.
Yes.
So I think that's a total sham. I mean, because I work for Goop, I feel really passionately about the hidden toxins in conventional beauty and personal care products. I think it's a horrible sham. It's like the opposite of luxury, buying something that you're like, I don't even actually need this. I'm just doing this to feel good. And it's got, endocrine disruptors in there. And like, there should be transparency in that industry. And they shouldn't be putting stuff in that they're like, well, it's just a little, it's poison, but it's just a little. And people are always like, really? Does it make a big difference? And I'm like, it's exactly the same that if somebody was like, here, eat one of these apples. One is organic and one has been sprayed with pesticides. Which one do you pick? You pick the one,
I just always feel like the chemicals are so helpful and they get things done that all the natural products don't get done.
Yeah, I disagree. Like, I felt that when I first started at Goop, I kind of thought, what am I going to write about? I'm used to having this whole palette of a jillion beauty products, and there's only these few brands. And, like, I've been there 4.5 years, and, like, in that time, the clean beauty industry has exploded, and there's not one thing that I can't give you a replacement that you'll be just as happy with.
Huh.
Like, it's taken some time, but I mean, self-tanner, mascara, like, lipstick, everything.
What is the one question you get asked the most in your capacity as beauty expert?
It's two. The two questions I've always been asked the most never change, and that they're always neck and neck. One is, what is the cream that gets rid of wrinkles? And if I ever had the answer to that.
I'll cross that off our list then.
Yeah. And then the other one is, how do I get rid of this horrible acne that I suffer from? Mm. So everybody's questions are skin.
Right.
Like, it's the thing people are most, I think, insecure about.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
The Korean beauty woman, the woman who started Soko Glam, not to harp on it, but she was very interesting because she said that in Korea, there is like a word for the face that you put forwards, and how women from a very young age are taught to treat their skin as if it's something precious, and that you have to like that it's something that should be appreciated. Which I feel like our approach to things is just to deal with your skin once it starts to look shitty.
Yes. And
you're not really taught to value it before that.
Yeah. And you're taught to fight with it rather than to go easy on it. When we're teenagers and all the way till now, because I still break out, like you're supposed to throw all this like alcohol and, intense benzoyl peroxide and stuff on your skin to try to get rid of this, thing. And treating it more gently often has better results. And certainly with aging also, you can see, you know, somebody goes and, you know, has crazy plastic surgery or, you know, crazy dermatology or whatever to sort of try to fight with who they are, you know. It's not the most effective strategy.
I saw recently that you wrote about a $62 mascara.
Yes.
The Gucci Westman mascara. And I was like, how in the world can that be worth it? And I put, and we'll get to some of them, I put to the Girls of a Certain Age readers, if you could ask a beauty expert anything, what would you ask? So we have several questions,
okay.
But many of them were about when is it worth it to spend a lot of money?
It depends on what's important to you, like spend a lot of money on a product if it's going to make you feel great, because it's mostly how it makes you feel.
Well, when is it worth it? How do you, what's a shorthand for knowing when it's worth it and when you can get, I mean, this was, so many of them asked about this. When can I get, when is the drugstore version of something?
Oh, I would say that the drugstore version of something versus its fancy counterpart, you can, they're not using different ingredients. They're not using different technology. You can substitute. You can buy, you know, we talked about it in my book 1,000 years ago. I had to take it out. You know, most eye pencils are made in the same factory in Germany. It doesn't matter where they're from. It's what you're buying when you're buying makeup or skincare, you know, a lot of is how it makes you feel. And it's not bad. Like, you know, it doesn't, that's not to say, oh, everybody should only go to the drugstore and get the cheapest thing. Because like when you look at some package every day and it makes you feel pretty, like that's half the battle. If you like the way X smells, if you like the way X feels, I'd spend money on the thing that I tried once and it really worked for me. You know, there is some there's a lot of trial and error in beauty because it's very personal.
What are a couple of drugstore products that you think are really fail-safe?
The aforementioned skin food from Weleda is, like, you can buy it in Target. And I would go to Target if you're at all interested in clean, because they really do an incredible job of curating a natural and clean space within beauty. Mm. I love Burt's Bees, like the Amazing Lip Balm. I love their sunscreen. There's a sunscreen brand called All Good that's in drugstores that's clean and non-toxic. Good thing about clean and non-toxic sunscreen is, it doesn't irritate your skin, which chemical sunscreens are some of the most powerful irritants in the beauty industry. And people are putting that on their skin every day thinking, I'm going to stop, you know, aging that comes from sun damage, but irritation and inflammation are known to cause aging. So putting chemical sunscreens on your face is cray. Also putting them on your body and going in the ocean is cray because they kill coral. So,
they're doing a lot in Hawaii, I think.
Hawaii and a couple of there's somewhere in the Caribbean and Mexico. I think there's a couple, like people are starting to realize it kills coral. Like it's diluted in an entire ocean and it's killing coral. So like, what is it doing to you while it's sitting there in your skin?
There was an article in the New York Times about that the general use of sunscreen in our culture has been so untested. And the article is basically saying it's just this massive clinical trial basically being done on the population because we don't really know long term what it does.
Yeah. And there's a very disconcerting study that happened like years ago that sunscreen didn't prevent melanoma. It prevented sunburn, you know, which is what it sets out to do, but it didn't. And so, you know, are we, you know, there are some people that theorize that we're, you know, making ourselves able to be out in the sun longer at our peril.
Jeez. Okay. Happy.
But mineral sunscreen, mineral sunscreen is just like putting on a shirt. You know, it sits on top of your skin. It doesn't go in. It's soothing instead of irritating.
And what's a good brand for that?
That one I mentioned, I love All Good. I love, there's an expensive one that I love called Organic Pharmacy, SPF 50. Like you would never think it was SPF 50. It's pretty amazing. For a daily, I like to use a tinted one, like a tinted moisturizer that has SPF. And I use, it's from Beauty Counter and it's called Dew Skin. Such a good product. Everyone looks good in it.
Okay. What are your top five desert island must-have-them beauty products?
Oh, my God.
I know one of them.
Wait, what is it?
It's your Lancome self-tanner.
I use...
you've changed.
I've changed. I mean, I literally do not use a toxic product so much. I love... There's a brand called Vita Liberata, and it makes this one particular self-tanner called... it's like invisible tanning water. And it's really good.
So that's one of the products.
That's one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, desert island, you probably don't need a self-tanner.
Depends on where the desert... Well, I guess you're right.
Desert island, then you're just like, well, I need sunscreen, of course. Like, that's all I
need. Okay, you're anywhere. You're in
what are your most favorite? Totally getting.
Let's see. I do... I think sunscreen is important. I put it on the back of my hands. And certainly if I get... I'm a pretty pale person. So if I get stuck, like, you know, at a lunch where you happen to be all sitting outside or something, I definitely want to have sunscreen. So I keep that Organic Pharmacy SPF 50. And there's a new... Actually, there's a great new sunscreen that's coming out. It's a baby brand called Pipette. But they have an SPF 50 that also, like, sinks in like magic, but contains no... chemical sunscreens. It's really amazing. But I got off track. Let's see. This is an expensive product, but I love Vintner's Daughter, the oil serum. I use that at night. I feel like that's like the great sort of like skin smoothing, plumping, glowifying. We have some once a week peel pads from Goop that I kind of live for. You just like swipe them on your face and go to sleep. And the next morning, you are like super exfoliated and you cannot use it more than once a week because it's so powerful. I'm getting, how many was that? Four?
Is that five?
Five.
I thought it was five, but I actually wasn't counting. It just felt like five.
All right.
This is what's going on in my brain right now. Ching, 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 ching. So much money.
I can definitely tell people how to spend money. That's for sure. There's a really great lipstick. I'm not wearing it right now, but it's from Kosas, and the color Rosewater is just like it's the full like your lips but better color, and it especially has this effect that if you put it on your lips and then you take your finger and like dab your cheek a little with the color that's already on your lip, you will look like sort of like you had your makeup done. Like we have a joke about it in the office because people will be like, "Whoa, you look fantastic! What happened?" And the girl will always be like, I just did the rose water trick. Like, it's a thing.
Wow.
So that's a good product.
I need that.
Okay, I want to get to some questions from Girls of a Certain Age readers.
Okay.
One of the ones that I related to quite heavily is there anything short of plastic surgery that will improve the appearance of one's neck?
Yes.
I submitted that question.
Okay. Short of plastic surgery, there is really something you can do. There are many things.
Oh, my God.
Number one is there's a laser called Althera. There's also another one called Thermage. But that heats your skin underneath your skin, like the collagen underneath your skin. So it's not like a laser where you would have, like, if you do it, you don't have any downtime or anything. And it takes, I think, 3 months to show up. But it really strengthens the collagen and, you know, other sort of structural stuff in your skin. The other thing that is good for a neck is Botox, believe it or not. I remember the first time I ever saw someone getting Botox with Dr. Brandt. I was watching him and he did Botox on one side of someone's neck. And, you know, someone getting Botox in their neck, it seems so wrong. But
yeah, it looks wrong.
It makes the combination of Botox and Althera makes a neck just sort of go back to normal.
Huh. What?
Yeah. And also you were complaining earlier about your mouth looking sort of disappointed and tired. The muscles in your neck pull down the muscles of your face.
Wow.
Just so lovely. So when I watched that person get the Botox in half their neck, it was dramatic. One side of her face didn't look, you know, one just looked slightly a little more happy than the other side, which is maybe creepy,
really?
But it's also...
I thought that Botox was freezing the muscles, and I didn't think there were really muscles happening in your neck.
You got a lot of muscles in your neck, and you would think you would need all those muscles, but apparently somehow you don't need quite all of them.
Oh, I guess I didn't think they were at the front somehow. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have no common sense, honestly.
Okay, here's another one. You have lots of common sense.
Okay.
Here's one that we also got a lot of versions of, which was, what product can help with dark under eye circles?
Okay, I wish I had a good answer for this one. Dark under eye circles are genetic, and so far nobody has come up with any sort of good alternative for them. So because I have them, I will tell you how to minimize them. Before you just think of, you know, concealer is what's going to deal with the darkness of a dark circle. And so first, put on some eye cream or moisturizer, doesn't matter, underneath your eye, not all the way around your eye, but just underneath your eye. Then let it sit for a second. That's going to plump up your skin and also make the concealer go on easier. Then that is one thing that's worth spending, you know, just the money on, is getting a concealer brush. You can get them from just about any makeup brand, but they're worth it. My favorite concealer is from a company called Ritual Defee. I think it's the ultimate, like, it's very pigmented so that you don't have to use so much product. And you dab the concealer on the dark spot. Not a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to have to blend it, so I'll put the concealer on the part of my skin that's not dark. Not a good idea. You just want to put it on the dark part. Then you take your middle finger, and instead of rubbing the concealer, which most people do, and it wipes the concealer away to a different part of your face, you just tap very lightly, and it'll seem like it's not going to blend. And then like a second later, it'll be blended, and you'll be like, wow, that eye looks much more awake than the other eye. Let's fix that other eye.
Okay, what is there to do about thinning hair?
Thinning hair, let's see. You know, a lot of times you want to go to the doctor, make sure it's not a health issue that's causing it. You know, the hormones can be super involved in thinning hairs. Anybody's, you know, if you've had a baby, all of a sudden you're like, wait, where did all my hair go? But then it comes back. So I feel like a doctor can be really helpful. There's a cold cap that is like a technology where you put on this literally cap that cools your hair follicles and somehow helps preserve them. Women can use things like Rogaine if that's what you want to do. There's biotin, just as a basic kind of hair strengthener and nail strengthener is good. There's a supplement I was kind of amazed by because it made my 22-year-old's daughter's hair look amazing, and she didn't have thinning hair. She took it because she thought she was breaking out, and it has good breakout ingredients, this brand called Nutrafol. And like, she came back from college, and I was like, India, did you get your hair blown out or something? Like, it looks really shiny and bouncy. And she was like, Mom, everyone at school is talking about it ever since I started taking those pills. And so I'm kind of convinced, but anecdotal at best.
Okay, this will be the last one. Do pore minimizing serums really work?
Yeah, to some degree. For pore minimizing, my thing that I like is the vitamin C. I feel like you get like a sort of a pore tightening effect. Pore minimizing serums usually have like different kinds of minerals and things in them that reflect, and they sort of blur, you know, they're a little like makeup that they'll sort of blur the appearance of your pores.
Tally, can you think of anything else, or are we good? Any more questions?
No, well, there's one question that in the Girls of a Certain Age readers questions, I did like this one, and it was not necessarily something that occurred to me, but I do want the answer. Like, what's the difference between body lotions and face creams? Like, people who use body lotion on their face. Because I do feel like, is that something that they're just trying to sell me two things?
To some degree, yeah. They're trying to sell you two things, and a lot of people will not accept. You know, they'll be like, well, I can't put body cream on my face. They're very similar, just as conditioner is also very similar. And eye cream is very similar. Like, they're all moisturizing things. You probably could use a body cream as a face cream. People might, they're like, well, I might break out, and you might break out from a face cream too. You know, not everybody needs a thick cream on their face. Like that Weleda product I love, you can use it face and body. It's not, you know, it's not one or the other.
Can we talk for a minute? I just have one more question and then I'll stop. Can we talk for 1 minute about the order in which you put things on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have, like, at this point, 4 or 5 products I put on my skin in the morning. The vitamin C I always put first.
I like that.
Then I mix the other products together in the palm of my hand and just splash them all on there at the same time.
You can.
What
are they?
The vitamin B stuff from Drunk Elephant. Their moisturizer. And marula oil.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. I mean, this is total like suspicion, anecdote, not science. But I always feel like I want whatever the thing is to have its like few minutes of working before I put the next thing on.
Right.
So I put the vitamin C on and I go like put on my pants, you know, or like whatever it is. And then I come back and I put on some face oil. And then I'm like, okay, you know, that's sunk in. Now I'll put in my tinted moisturizer, you know. So I like to have everything have its little moment.
Well, I definitely, after I squish everything on my face, I wait a while before I put on my makeup.
Definitely. Yeah.
I wait like 20 minutes until it feels like it's whatever's going to sink in has gone sunk in.
Yeah. The only thing you don't want to mix like that is something that's if there's an acid, like if you're like, I need to exfoliate right now, you mix that with a moisturizer, it's going to cut the acidity of the acid considerably, just like if you put olive oil in with some lemon juice, it would make it less acidic.
Thank you so much, Jean. This has been very awesome and very expensive. So thanks everyone for listening to Everything Is Fine. We're your hosts, Talia Bacassus
and Kim France.
Jean, do you want to tell people how to find you?
You can find me on goop.com. I write lots on there. And also on Instagram, I'm at Jean Godfrey June.
Great. Also, we are preparing an episode about anger, and we'd love it if people would send in audio clips of themselves talking about their own experiences with anger. When you guys get angry, if your relationship with anger has changed as you get older, and what are your feelings around anger? So send us your voice memos to tallyandkim@gmail.com, and hopefully if we get enough of them, we could include them. If you like the show, be sure to rate it and write us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you have suggestions for show ideas or anything else, email us at tallyandkim@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram that is EIF Podcast, and you can find Kim on her blog, girlsofacertainage.com. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.